Okay, who here is in favor of freedom? And who here likes to have a job? Who here likes to have a place to live? Who here likes to have health care? Well, you know, so far we can't rest yet. We passed Measure 91, but the rest of it now we have to work on. If you want to have your job, if you want to have your house, if you want to go see a doctor, you know, you have to say, stop the discrimination against cannabis, right? It's like, end the discrimination. That's what we're all about here, you know? That's why we're here. People say, why are we marching? We passed Measure 91. We're here to end discrimination, right? That's the only way we're gonna do it, because right now, you know, your landlord can tell you no. If you're living in government housing, they can tell you no. Where do you smoke, right? They say not in public. Where do you go? And then they're trying to pass bills. They want to pass bills that say you can't even have a cannabis club, right? Check out my shirt, right? Boo on that. Yes, Nikki. All right, Nikki knows what I'm talking about. Nikki's got a great club, folks. Check her out. So, yeah, so the other spot, that's right, I got the great t-shirts. Can't miss those, nice and pink. So again, oh, I see a black one. All right, that's great. So again, you know, they don't want us to smoke anywhere. That's what it sounds like. They're saying, hey, you know, if you live in certain housing, you can't smoke there. If your doctor tells you you can't smoke. Because you've worked with, you know, I say, oh, I'm not going to treat you for X, Y, and Z if you're a marijuana consumer. How is that fair? Right? We vote for freedom. We have to keep working freedom. You know, call the folks in Salem and say, this is not enough. While they're busy down there attacking the Oregon medical marijuana program, we got to remind them, we got to have more. We need to have our rights to consume in a club. In private, we need to have our rights to have housing. They can't discriminate against in federally funded or state funded housing and jobs. You know, right now you can be fired. If your employer says after July 1st, I don't care what you do on the weekend, you know, that's great. But if your employer says, hey, if you smoke marijuana on the weekend, you're fired Monday morning. Who wants that, right? It's not what we voted for. We voted to end prohibition. And we didn't allow, you know, it's not just to end public prohibition, we need to end private prohibition. That's what we're facing. You know, people are being discriminated against because they're consumers. They choose us. No, you're not going back in the closet. Lori's not going back in the closet. Nikki's not going back in the closet. I'm not going back in the closet. Nobody here is going back in the closet. All right, so remember that. You know, and you gotta tell your friends and family, this is not over. You know, come July 1st, it's not over. And, you know, what I said on the night Measure 91 pass, that great night, is this is just the beginning. Just the beginning. Right now, we really have to push for our freedoms because they want to push back. We're seeing already down in Salem, when, you know, when the Oregon League of Cities and the counties are trying to say, no, you can't have a dispensary there, you can't have a grow there. I mean, they're trying to say that if your grow, if one little piece of aroma escapes your property, you can't grow. Yes, you know, they don't say that about chicken farms. My next door neighbor has chickens. I can smell the chickens. That's okay. Yeah. Why is it marijuana smell okay? I mean, come on. This is not what we're about here in America. Right? As long as we don't hurt somebody else, it should be okay. That's what our country was founded on. So we need to believe that, folks, and keep pushing. Keep pushing for your freedoms. You know, we can't rest now. We can't stop. We still have to prove ourselves. It's what I say, folks, every day they come to my office. You know, yeah, it's hard right now because we have to prove that our industry is a good industry. We're not going to harm others, and we're especially not going to harm children. We are a very good industry. We're very proper, and we have to go above and beyond, say, the alcohol industry, the tobacco industry. Yes, I mean, why can our college football teams here in the state, Oregon State and Oregon, have official beer, right? Why, you know, that doesn't make any sense at all, folks. That's kind of the hurdles that we're facing right now. We are exactly not 21, so we have to keep that out there. All right. So I see Scott give me the nod. So I'm going to end up, as Nikki knows and Lori knows, with my famous little things. I want folks to repeat after me. This is what you have to say when an officer comes to you. Am I free to go, officer? A little bit louder.
Am I free to go, officer?
I do not consent to any searches.
I wish to speak to my attorney.
And I wish to remain silent.
Thank you, folks.